I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, Evangelist of the Churches of Christ. And it's always my delightful pleasure to be with you by means of this radio program. I realize that we have a variety of people, a variety of kinds of people, perhaps, that listen to the program. But we're always glad when you listen, and we're hopeful that you will grow with us in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must be very careful, my friends, that we study to show ourselves approved unto God, that we prove all spiritual teachers, 1 John 4:1. For he says, many false prophets are gone out into the world, and we're not to believe every spirit or every teacher, but prove them, whether they be of God. So that is our desire as we study from day to day. Our question for this week, since instrumental music is not to be used in the meetings of the church, shouldn't those who have been added to the church avoid instrumental and non-spiritual music at all other times as well? Well, it's not, my friends, the fact that music itself is sinful. It is not that a piano has the devil in it. I knew of one man who had a debate with another who believed in the use of instrumental music, while this one believed it was wrong. And the man who did desire to use instrumental music accused the one who had believed the Bible to say, well, you think the devil is in that instrument, in that piano. But when this one came back who believed the Bible, he said, no, the devil's not in the piano. The devil's in the one sitting on the stool that's playing the piano. That, my friends, not desiring to be unkind, but simply showing that that's the one who was disobeying God. Do you remember the practice most bitterly attacked by our Lord in Mark 7? Beginning in verse 7, he said, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well do you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. Well, now let's take a look at what these people were doing in interest of our question today. They had brought the washing of pots and cups and other like things into the worship of God. Now, who is over the worship of God? Well, God himself. And, of course, Christ is the head of the church now. But would it be right then for us to bring the washing of pots and cups into worship? Or the counting of beads? Or the burning of incense? Or the baptizing of babies? You see, all of these things would match with instrumental music being brought in to the worship of the church. But when they object, we use these things in our homes, therefore they must be right in the church. Certainly we must understand that what is permissible in the home should be acceptable always in accordance with moral standards, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's acceptable unto God. Let us observe that things not sinful within themselves, once again, are not prohibited in social life. For example, we may sing folk songs and such like at home or at wedding ceremonies or other social functions, but we're restricted to psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs in worship according to Colossians 3:16. It's quite proper for you to wash your hands before eating. I believe in it thoroughly. But when hand washing is made a religious rite, it becomes a sin. And this is made very clear in Matthew 15:1-3, along with Mark 7:7-9, about the washing of pots and pans. Perfectly fine in the home, but forbidden in the Lord's church. Perfectly fine to play an instrument in the home, as long as it's within moral values, but wrong in the Lord's church, where the Lord has the right to legislate, and where he has said, you teach them to observe all things that I have taught you, Matthew 28:20. Been a pleasure to be with you today.